At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation Party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation.
Today on Dish Nation is Gwyneth Paltrow's teenage son embarrassed or a fan of her Goop website selling vibrators? And does Chrissy Teigen have to bribe her daughter Luna to get what she wants? And you won't believe what billionaire Mark Zuckerberg does to his armpits?
Did Lizzo once roleplay as a journalist to interview Chance the Rapper? And do Gabrielle Union and D-Wade roleplay to keep the spark alive in their marriage?
And Portia's out, but we found someone that shares her DNA. To dish with us is her beautiful sister, Lauren Williams.
Thanks, Gary. It's good to be back.
Yes.
And Heidi, Frank, and Chewy have some fun with a game called Who Dash? Don't you move, because L.A.'s going to join us in a few seconds. We about to light it up. This is Dish Nation.
Yeah!
Atlanta. Well, we're going to jump in here, and Atlanta's going to jump in with more dish a little bit later in the show, but this is pretty different. This is, I think, very bizarre. Usually kids are embarrassed when their parents are talking about that three-letter word, you know, S-E-X.
Ooh. Oh, that.
You just go, no, Mom, no, God, no, I don't want to talk about it. Well, not Gwyneth Paltrow's kids, because they're actually taking interest in her wellness website, Goop, which sells erotic items.
Well, that's why they're taking interest. How old are her kids now?
Her son's 13.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mom's selling erotic items. He's like, yeah, take an interest, Mom, in your work.
Well, during a recent interview on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, Gwyneth revealed that her 13-year-old son, Moses, was a little thrown off by vibrators being sold on the site. Whoa. But then he seemed to have a change of heart. Gwyneth said, you know, it's funny, actually. My son said to me the other day, he was like, you know, at first I thought it was really embarrassing that there were vibrators on your website. And now I think it's a great thing. He's like, you're a feminist, Mom. You're a badass. I was like, thank you.
My mother was an oncology educator. So basically educates people who come down, you know, with cancers and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so on her desk, she had a set of had a lump on one of them to teach guys how to test themselves, so to speak, to see if they had... In fact,
so did she have you go, come here cancer. And let, I want you to feel these and feel what a lump feels like?
She did that to everybody who came in. It's like, here's what it feels like. She had a breast on this side of her desk and a set of on this side of her desk.
So you were always playing with your growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mom, no, I'm just, you know, checking for the cancer.
There's a lot.
I'm all right.
Don't do that in church.
Wait, Mom, wait. Okay. 1, 2, and 3. Okay, we're good.
Wait, what?
Okay, oh, we're good. No, what? No. There's. Oh. I thought my great-grandparents were having sex once. Great-grandparents.
Turns out it was the goats.
Yeah, because no, it was my grandma. And I could hear my grandma in a room. She was all, and I was like, yo, my great-grandparents are having sex. I have to see what's happening. So I get up, and I'm like creeping in the hallway. I'm like, yo, they're getting it on. I can hear my great-grandmother. So I open the door to like kind of like creep. I'm like, oh, grandma, are you okay? She goes, oh, I have my arthritis.
Oh,
Oh, it's going to rain. It's going to rain.
Mijo.
Well, there's nothing worse than standing next to somebody with some sweaty pits, right?
We've all been there, yeah.
Yep. Getting a little stank on. Mm-hmm. And according to the author, Stephen Levy's new book, Facebook, The Inside Story, tech tycoon Mark Zuckerberg, he'll do whatever it takes to make sure that it doesn't happen to him. So way back in the day, Mark did a TV interview, and he gets very anxious. I mean,
he's kind of a nervous
looking
guy. He's
a tech guy. Yeah, you know. Now he's like being thrown out there in front of the camera.
He's a behind-the-scenes guy.
He's totally socially awkward. That's why he started Facebook.
He started sweating up a storm.
Yeah.
Well, ever since that went down, the billionaire boss makes sure that he'll never be embarrassed, you know, like that again with big sweaty armpits. Mm. Because he has his assistants blow dry his pits.
Wow. Here's Mark Zuckerberg's problem. Doesn't he wear a lot of gray, light heather gray? Right. Stop doing that. Wear black.
That's exactly why.
Black tees. Black
tees.
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs. He was a sweaty guy, too. With black. That's black right. Mock turtleneck. Wore the same thing all the time.
You can't wear light gray if you got a pit problem.
No.
I mean, for a smart guy, he should know that.
And especially if you have nerves, if you're going to be talking in front of like a large group of people and you just like, this just freaks you out. You're going to sweat, bro.
So obviously, it made the book this rumor that that's what he has his assistants do is blow dry his armpits before interviews. So they ask a spokesperson, it's like, what's going on behind the scenes? Uh-huh. And they said, I doubt this is true. If so, it would have been at our communications team's request, but surely anyone has ever worn a gray t-shirt can relate. So it's like, no, this is an HR nightmare. I don't care who you are. You can't make people blow dry your pits.
You know, when you're on a like in a glam squad and the things that you're doing for a certain person to get them tucked and pulled, I mean, you're doing things.
Yeah.
So you could go, that's wrong.
Yeah, but combine gravity.
How about that Kate Beckinsale Instagram video where she has the guy who's makeup powdering her long, luscious legs.
Body makeup. Uh-huh.
Would you paint her legs for you if she wanted
to? Would I paint her legs? I'd use my face as a powder brush. I mean,
your whiskers are a little rough.
Atlanta, what's going on over there?
Thanks, LA. So I think for most parents, when they love their job, they're hopeful that maybe their kids will love it just as much and when they follow them in their footsteps, right?
Right.
Well, in an interview with People magazine, Chrissy Teigen revealed that her baby girl, Luna Simone, has no interest in voguing for the camera. And anytime Chrissy needs Luna to take a picture, she has to bother with something. So she says she definitely hates photos, paparazzi, anything she does. Everything she does, you see on my Instagram, she does it for a quarter and a Sour Patch Kid.
Cute.
Now, usually little girls love to imitate what their moms do, but Luna's a little bit different. You think maybe she'll grow to love the spotlight and kind of be out there like a mom's?
Yeah, I mean, I would hope so. I would be so sad if Bailey didn't want to do ballet. I mean, I would just force her to do it. So that's probably Chrissy's over there forcing her with the Sour Patch Kids in the corners.
I think both of her parents are so used to being, I mean, they're in the limelight all the time. So Luna's going to be in the limelight. So I think she's going to definitely be like a little star like Blue Ivy.
Yeah, but I mean, look at Steven Spielberg's daughter. She wound up being a porn star.
That's a little different. I mean, I think she's
It's a camera. So you never know.
You had siblings. Like, were you the shutterbug of your, like, you know, family demographic?
You know what? I think I probably was because I was the more outgoing. When I loved back then, I used to love to take pictures. Now,
was you trying to wear your mama's heels? Sneak.
Yeah, I used to wear my mama's heels, and I remember she had a nice crocodile purse I used to put on my.
Yes, crocodile.
So I did
purse.
All that.
You always had flavor since you was little.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, y'all, baby, let me tell y'all, honey, y'all might have some competition. Brad, Lauren, we gonna put head cracking there, honey, because baby Miss Lizzo, honey, might be coming for y'all jobs, honey, as a that's where Portia should have fit in as a journalist, honey. Right. But here on Dish Nation, y'all, because this seat is taken, she can't have the job. But so Chance the Rapper posted a throwback video from 2012 of Lizzo interviewing him after a show for a small Minneapolis magazine named Green Room with a long caption, and I'll read you a little of it. Anybody recognize the woman interviewing me? Give you a hint, honey. We're playing the same Houston festival in a couple weeks and have the same number of Grammys. Wow. And believe it or not, she was killed with it, honey. Y'all take a look.
You have a very, like, eclectic choice in, like, your beats, and you choose from, like, Beirut, got Apollo Brown.
Yeah.
You have a Waka Flocka joint.
Yeah. She always kind of had a spark You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Something that kind of like made you interested in what she was doing.
Yeah, but Money did wonders for her, I will say that.
No, she was always cute now. You must say that.
No. She killed Brad, but she got a good weave now. I mean, because she was wearing a nappy afro, looked like on that picture.
Natural hair is okay.
No, I mean, I'm not saying it was okay, but that was like a wig. How that was her hair?
That was probably her hair, Gary's hair. Yeah, she had her own style.
And she moisturized her face looking shiny and nine everything.
She interviewed me for a Spotify interview like years ago, too.
Yeah.
And she was super sweet. She brought out the questions well. She made me very comfortable. She's a great journalist, for real.
Really?
That's why you keep going.
Yeah.
That's why you keep pushing no matter what.
Yep.
So now she's surpassing y'all. So she's a big star now?
Yes, she's amazing. Mm-hmm. Was that shade?
It was drive-by shade.
No, that was
definitely shade.
I support her and I love her. Lizzo's
Me too. I
everything.
Love Lizzo.
Whatever. Anyway, y'all, all right, coming up next, find out how Dwayne Wade and Gabby Union keep their spark in their relationship. All of this and more after the break.
Dish Nation.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Don't try to fight them alone. The IRS has hired private debt collection agencies to start collecting outstanding taxes. They can already garnish your wages and put liens on your property. Civic Tax can protect you from the IRS and the collection agencies. Stop the added fees and wage garnishments. If your back is against the wall with $10,000 or more in back taxes, call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. You may qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Now, Civic Tax Relief is A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, which is a 5-star rating on the BBB. You can save thousands in tax forgiveness, or you may qualify for other special relief programs based on your specific situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help to discover all the relief programs you qualify for. Just call 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation and information is free, and this call can save you thousands. Call now, 800-506-5803. That's 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey! What's
up? One of my favorite celebrity couples are hands down Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade. Well, Dwayne recently sat down with Andy Cohen and gave a little insight onto how they keep their romance fresh and exciting. Take a look.
You and Gabby, to keep it hot, you do a lot of role play. Yeah, what kind of role play do you do?
We go out at night and we be strangers. And I get into character. I'm talking about, like, I'm grabbing hair in the Maybe I'm sorry.
No,
but we do role play. We keep it fresh. Try to keep it exciting because, you know, you get into a routine sometime and you be like, tomorrow. And then tomorrow goes to 2 months.
Right.
And then
you ain't getting no action.
Right.
Yeah.
So we got to do role play. Sometimes I be like, yo, go ahead and take your clothes off and walk down the street. You know what I mean?
Spicy.
That ain't no damn spicy.
Why not?
I know they reversed the roles, honey, in that marriage.
So you saying she dressed up as a dude?
Yeah.
What role is walking down the street naked, though?
Thank you. Okay, you gotta make all or something, honey.
Terminator
have my money.
Wait, do y'all role play?
No, but I want to more.
So, like, what role are you gonna play?
I would like to be like the dude who gets called into work on a Saturday, like, you know, by the aggressive boss, and like she's like, hey, you gotta come over and do stuff, and I'm like wearing glasses. And
she gonna tie you up?
Yeah, and I can take advantage of. Like, yeah, that'd be fun.
I did say I would like to, I mean, I'm not gonna use that word, but just to lie in the bed and somebody come through the window. Could you not sleep naked? So it would just be so nice, and I'd be the damsel in distress.
Unexpected.
Yes, you know, I'd be the damsel in distress. Like, just don't kill me.
Like, who do y'all think they role play as?
He probably role play as Simon, and she probably role play as herself.
Oh, so it's like a America's Got Talent?
Yeah.
Role play.
She's Terry Crews.
Let me feel your package.
All right, y'all, moving on. Have you ever seen two friends together and ever wondered how in the world they became friends? Like, for instance, Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg.
And 50 Cent Meryl Streep.
Well, Kerry Washington recently spoke with Variety Magazine about her new show, Little Fires Everywhere, which her and Reese Witherspoon act in and produce together. And in doing so, the two became even more close than they already were. And Kerry said this about their friendship. In the real world, Reese and I are not supposed to be friends. I grew up in the Bronx, a block away from the projects, and she grew up in Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, that don't mean they shouldn't be friends.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, as children, they would have met. maybe right. older and professionally, but I kind of get what she's saying. Yeah. I have friends like that.
Well, yeah.
If you're judging from where you grew up, I wouldn't be cool with nobody. You're from the west side of Chicago.
Exactly.
Nobody, you know what I'm saying?
And I'd be terrified.
Me and Twister would be just best friends forever. Like,
it's not like it's pre-Civil War. Like, oh, you a Yankee. There's right. no way I could be your friend. The South right. will rise again, I do declare.
People meet all the time and become friends.
I mean, a lot of people feel that, you know, lifestyles shouldn't be friends. Like, you know, a person of an alternative lifestyle with a person of a heterosexual lifestyle.
Really?
How in the hell y'all friends? I mean, easily.
Why not?
I know that, but that's what people think. I mean, most of my...
I hate that.
99.9% of my male friends are heterosexual.
Right.
And people are like, how y'all could be friends? Well, to be friends.
Right. I mean, it's the chemistry between the two people.
Exactly. I tell half of them, they can't afford me, so I mean...
Hello.
By the time I found out Gay was gay, it was too late. We were already friends.
Right. You already love Gay.
Like, it'd be weird to pump out now. Like,
now, you knew Gay was gay from the beginning.
I really did not know. Because some people just have southern charm.
When was this?
Like, when we started working? When we started working?
Really?
When somebody told me Gay was gay, I was like, no.
And, you know, and I tell them...
Like, no, like, my gaydar be broke.
Your gaydar sucks.
Off.
What?
Gaydar sucks.
No, but you said that like that's obvious?
Yes, when you start talking and your neck start going, you be like niece and bitch and all that. Like, it is very
I'm
clear.
I'm not gay or straight. I am confused. I told you.
Okay.
I was confused too. No idea.
Coming up, see how well Chewy and Heidi know celebrity quotes as they go head to head in a game that you don't want to miss. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Now, I know how competitive you two are
yes,
when it comes to
are.
Playing
yes.
these games. So get excited because it's time for another episode of
Who Dat?
Yes, here's how the
All
game
right.
is played.
Okay.
The rules of the game are simple. You will hear a quote said by a celebrity,
Ooh.
But their voice is going to be distorted a bit.
Mm.
Okay. All right, so you have to guess who the celebrity is, but you won't be able to tell their voice exactly because it's going to be a little distorted.
Got it.
I'm ready.
Each question answered right is worth a point. The last question is worth 5 points. Ready?
Jeez.
Okay.
All right, here is the first question. This celebrity was on The Ellen Show and discussed a fear he or she may have had. Take a listen.
I heard you're scared of clowns.
No.
I heard that.
Impossible.
Why is it impossible?
Because I'm a black man.
Diddy.
The answer is Diddy.
Yes.
One point.
Damn, that's good. I knew that too. Damn it.
This next celebrity was on Jimmy Fallon's show and talked Ooh. About how she thought she looked exactly like another celebrity. Take a listen.
You said you think you look like another celebrity.
No, I definitely look. I look exactly like Ryan Reynolds, like in a shocking way. Like when sometimes I see a bus going by with a poster on, I think, damn, I look hot. Oh wait, it's not me.
This person is someone I love and talk about on the show often.
You talk about everybody, bro. You talk about.
I love this person.
Oh,
you love this
come on,
person.
You know the Dish Nation audience is going. Come on, yes. Even the steward, Frank says.
You love this person.
All right, here we go. Another clue for
oh
you both.
God.
Yeah, another clue.
Oh, Kate Beckinsale!
Kate Beckinsale! All right, it's 1-2-1.
Oh,
here we go.
Say it.
Question number three. This celebrity was on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, discussed how tight they are with money. Take a listen.
I still run my Honda. Like, I still have a Honda. Well, I got two cars. I got a Honda and a Volkswagen, and yeah.
You hanging on to that old Honda for sentimental reasons?
No, I just don't have time. Really, I'm cheap as hell.
Tiffany Haddish. I got it.
Chewy got it out just a hair before Heidi.
Damn it.
Question number four.
I was trying
four.
To be real careful.
What do I win?
All right, this is the last question,
okay.
and it's worth 5 points. Chewy's okay. ahead, 2-1. Here we go. Last
this
question.
Is what Heidi always gets me on the last question That's and right. wins the whole shebang.
The last question, like I said, worth 5 points. This celebrity was on Ellen and compared themselves to a raccoon. Take a listen.
I go downstairs and rummage through the kitchen and eat whatever I can find, and it's really less like a human being and more like a raccoon in a dumpster. Like, the next morning, we walk downstairs and we're like, what happened here? And right. I don't remember.
Can we get a clue?
Here's your clue. Her favorite color is purple.
Oprah.
No. The color purple.
Well, I'm trying to know.
She was once mad that someone tarnished her reputation, but she shook it off.
Miley Cyrus. No, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. How did you not jump in, Chewy? Once again, Heidi's the winner of Who Dat?
What happened now?
Yeah, so up next, find out what some people are willing to give up just to take their pet to work. We got it after the
break. Those pets. I hate losing.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish
Yay!
Nation.
Hey!
Yeah.
Now, I know you guys love your pets.
Yes, we do.
But what would you give up to be able to take them to work?
Mm.
Now, a recent survey found that employees would sacrifice snacks, vacations, and part of their pay to have their pets in the office.
What's pay?
Right, what is that? What can you explain that?
41% would give up free snacks.
Okay.
17% would give up one paid vacation day. Paid vacation days? I've already given the stuff up. My pets should be here.
I should have 6 Yorkies with me right now.
A barnyard behind me.
Pino should be our co-host.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And 7% would give up 1% of their gross pay to have their pets with them at work.
You know, lately, because I have elderly incontinent dogs and I have 6 of them, so coming here is kind of a vacation. Yeah. It's kind of nice to be able to, like,
If I had 6 incontinent dogs, they'd be taking a vacation to heaven.
Oh. Frank Kramer!
I'm just saying.
Are you putting babies to sleep?
I'm just saying.
What?
That's a lot of poo-poo to get home and clean.
Listen, all I'm telling you is buy stock in Bounty Paper Towels. Insider trading!
So you wouldn't give up anything because you're taking a vacation.
Yeah.
What would you give up to bring your pet to work?
I would give up snacks. I would give up 1% of my pay. But again, it's a nice break because I have English bulldogs.
Oh,
you would just hear them breathing.
No, you would hear breathing. You'd hear farting. You'd smell it.
Oh, yeah.
And it would clear the whole damn room out.
Oh, yeah. It's like, all right, that's the show, folks. Sorry.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.